This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In the final analysis, she was vindicated. The Chinese demolition crew that buried a pastor's wife alive as they set out to destroy a Christian church is being held for a trial. Ding Kumei did not survive the attack, but now the court has ruled in favor of the church's claim to the land, according to the latest report from China Aid. Green Beret Sergeant Charles Martland has been acquitted and reinstated to duty after a suspension for his attempt to protect Afghani children from rape at the hands of Afghani authorities. The American Center for Law and Justice collected 300,000 signatures calling for Sergeant Martland's reinstatement. Senior Counsel Matthew Clark told The Worldview, "This demonstrates the power of petition in seeking justice for the afflicted."
The unquestionably number one factor in his reinstatement back into the military was the fact that the American people spoke out. Over 300,000 people signed our petition to reinstate Sergeant Martland. Over 65,000 people wrote individual letters to military leadership asking them to honor as opposed to dishonor this hero.
According to Newsweek, the Marines were told to treat the Afghani child rape problem as a cultural practice, and U.S. military personnel have been discouraged from interfering with brutal pedophiles if they are considered U.S. allies. Psalm 94:20 asks, "Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute?" Several island countries in the North Atlantic have approved homosexual fake marriage, the Isle of Man and the Faroe Islands. Cuba is opening up to tourism from America for the first time in over 40 years. Carnival Cruise Line's Odonia became the first cruise ship to dock in Havana, Cuba on Monday in over 40 years. It's do or die for Ted Cruz today in Indiana. The political prediction market puts Cruz's chances of winning the Indiana primary today at 8%. But don't forget that the Most High still rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he wills. Daniel 4:32. While campaigning in Indiana, Senator Cruz corrected a kid yelling obscenities at him from the crowd. Cruz told the child that he would have been spanked if he had behaved that way as a child. The latest Rasmussen poll shows Donald Trump edging Hillary Clinton slightly in a hypothetical matchup for the presidency, 41-39%. However, both candidates remain the most disliked major candidates seeking the office on national polls. Franklin Graham rebuked John Boehner on Facebook over the weekend concerning his reference to Senator Ted Cruz as a son of a female dog. Graham called Boehner's language, quote, "beneath his public office," unquote. Senator Cruz responded to Boehner's attack. He said that he had never spoken more than 50 words to the Speaker of the House, and the conversations had been pleasant, in his view. Ted Cruz's father, Pastor Rafael Cruz, is also campaigning in Indiana. He's telling pastors there, "I implore every member of the body of Christ to vote according to the Word of God." 2 Samuel 23 says, "The God of Israel said, 'The Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.'" The retailer Sports Authority may be closing all of its 450 stores after filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A corporate statement recently issued indicated the company would pursue a sale of some or all of the business to provide for a payoff on $1 billion of debt. Puerto Rico is about to default on some of its $70 billion in public debts. Its debt-to-GDP ratio is only about half of that of the United States. The bodies of two climbers who died on Mount Shishapangma in India back in 1999 have been found. Alex Lowe and David Bridges were killed in an avalanche and subsequently frozen in a sheet of ice. Lowe was considered one of the world's best climbers when he died, best known for a daring rescue he performed on Mount Denali in 1995, hoisting another climber up a 400-foot vertical slab of ice. A 12-year-old blind boy from Forest, Virginia, actually saw his mother for the first time since a technology called eSight. The fifth grader named Christopher Ward reported to ABC News that, quote, "I saw Mom, and she was very pretty," unquote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We've been getting some great feedback, not only from listeners here in America, but all over the world about the impact of the worldview in 5 minutes. Tell us what it's meant to you in an email to adam@theworldview.com. Include your full name, city and state, and country. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.